This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone to Kathy Devine with Case Credit Union and chairperson of Case Cares. Good evening, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. For our listeners, why don't folks know what Case Credit Union is all about? What is Case Cares?
Well, Case Cares is a 501c3 nonprofit, all-volunteer organization that the credit union actually established in 2007. And we work to raise money for various, various needs that are not being met in the community. And at the current time, we had selected two projects that we want to raise money for, and one's a barrier-free playground at Lansing's Potter Park. And the other one's the Miracle League baseball field at Valley Farms Park in DeWitt Township.
And that is also for some special needs folks as well.
Yes, they are. All of them are for special needs children.
Well, and these are big undertakings, and they're expensive undertakings. And I had gotten something from you about over $6,500 raised that Case Credit Union employees are donating to the Potter Park barrier-free playground.
Well, with our new CEO, Jeff Benson, came in, he encouraged everyone to look harder at their philanthropic areas, and he suggested that with our Gene Days that we make the Case Cares Miracle, the playground project, be the recipient of funds that we could raise through Gene Days. And we have almost 90 employees, and over 50 of them signed up for Gene Days to participate every week. And from August through December, because of the Gene Days participation, the employees themselves were able to contribute $3,297. And Jeff Benson challenged everyone that for every dollar that they put in, that he would match it. And he did. So that brings us to $6,594, and was donated about a week and a half ago at one of our all-staff meetings to Case Cares, and specifically for the barrier-free playground at Lansing's Potter Park.
Well, that's amazing. I have a feeling I might know the answer, but I hate to assume things. Tell me what Gene Days is at Case Credit Union.
It's a day once a week where the employees are allowed to wear blue jeans to work.
Oh, I'm liking that.
And they pay to do that.
Ah, and do they just make donations when they get to wear jeans?
Yes, every week, and actually they do it. They can do it on a weekly basis, or they can sign up for a payroll deduction. And it's a little bit less expensive for them when they sign up for payroll deduction, but almost 50 employees signed up for payroll deduction.
So when you see folks at various Case Credit Unions around the area wearing jeans, know that they have that's a philanthropic thing.
They are contributing for a charity, yes.
Now tell me about the barrier-free playground. We had a little bit of time to talk about it when you were with me before, but it's going to be at Potter Park near the zoo. And tell me about the project.
Well, probably 2.5 years ago, we talked to various groups about where we might be able to put a playground. And in talking with the officials at Ingham County, they were more than delighted to make land available at Potter Park for us to put the playground in. So in thinking about being able to reach people in a place where people go and they bring their children and there's other activities going on, we thought it would be a nice place to add to Potter Park's area for people to enjoy and to allow families that have children with special needs and children that don't have special needs, that they can all participate and play together at the same spot.
Now, the land you said was made available by the parks, so you just
by
get
Ingham,
to,
by Ingham County.
By Ingham County, so you just get to use the land to put it on there. It was
They're making it available. We don't have to buy it. We are responsible for purchasing and constructing the actual playground, the surface and all the equipment and everything that goes with it.
What's the price tag on something like this?
minus the land, which is already available, approximately $160,000.
And a good portion of that, according to what you sent me, about $90,000 is the actual equipment, and the rest is involved with surface and signing and landscape and so forth.
Correct.
And where are you in the fundraising goals for that project at this point?
We probably are looking that we can put the surface in this year, depending on a couple grants that we're hoping that we will receive. It's like we're getting donations from people, but we're also getting from various nonprofit groups that are out there, that are foundations that grant money. We've received money, actually we received $15,000 about 4 months ago from Art Van's Charity Challenge.
Oh, how wonderful.
And $5,000 from Jackson National Life. The Capital Region Community Foundation has contributed through grant money also. And we have donations from individuals, and we are just really feeling like we're going to be able to get the surface in this year.
Very good. And then, and just as donations are coming in, proceed from there.
Yes.
Now, this weekend is also Super Bowl weekend, and you have a big event coming up this weekend on that day to watch that game.
Well, we have what we are calling a Miracle Bowl Bash on Sunday, starting at 3 o'clock and going till after the game is over at Eagle Eye Golf Club. And we have, tickets are not that much. They're only $10 for adults, $5 for 17 and under, and free for children 5 and under. That ticket includes food, our kids' game room. There, Sparty will be there, which is a really fun time. Everybody enjoys meeting Sparty and getting their picture taken with Sparty. The MSU dance team will be there. We have a silent auction. We have a raffle for a couple flat-screen TVs and an Apple iPod. Jake Boss, who is the honorary chair of the Cape Cares Board of Directors, will be there that evening. People can meet and talk to him. And, of course, they can watch the game and eat all the food they want. There's a cash bar. This is our second year for doing this, and we had about 250 people there last year, and we're expecting a lot bigger crowd this year, and we know everybody's going to have a great time because it was really super last year.
Well, I do like this. It sounds like a great place to watch the Super Bowl. And the proceeds from this event, are they going towards the Miracle League baseball field?
They're going towards both projects.
Okay. And we have just a little bit of time, but the Miracle League baseball field is the plan is to put that in up in DeWitt, and the property is already secured for that, isn't it?
Yes. DeWitt Township officials have made land available at Valley Farms Park, and one of the ball fields out there is going to be retrofitted.
Go ahead.
I will mention that... the township manager out there, Rod Taylor, spent a great deal of time penning a grant request that he sent to the DNR Trust Fund. He notified in December that people on the trust fund are allocating funds to us for the Miracle League field, approximately $394,000, and that has to be signed off by the Senate or the legislature sometime this spring or summer. It's going to allow us to put in probably this fall to start putting in the field itself.
So that's huge news. That's great.
That's wonderful news. We're very excited. I mean, it's a lot of money.
it's a huge amount of money. And features like in Barrier Free, it includes like rubberized turf and so forth, things that you
right.
don't necessarily think of but become so important.
Well, for children that are with walkers and anything that's assisted in helping them get around, in wheelchairs, with crutches, whatever it might be. I mean, I even saw a child that... is in a device that he's strapped into, that a big smile on his face, but when he's doing anything, it's like two wheels on the bottom, and he pushes some control with his hands, and it rolls him around. So he's upright,
mm-hmm.
but he can play baseball because of that piece of equipment that he's in, and how great it will be for him to be able to play on a surface that all the bases and everything are painted on, so he doesn't have to get into dirt and grass and ruts on a lot of the base the baseball fields that aren't made specifically for children that have those types of needs.
Well, it's an amazing project, and, you know, Kathy, I appreciate you bringing these projects to our attention because I think they're important ones, and I think folks, when they know about them, will be more than happy to contribute to it. Where can they go to get more information? Do you have a website for us?
Well, they can go to the Case Credit Union website, which is www.casecu.org, and on the homepage, towards the bottom, if they scroll down, there is a logo, a Case Cares logo, and if they click on that, it takes them to information on Case Cares projects.
Very good.
They like to do that. And the other thing that they can do, if they would like to call and talk to me more, if they want to volunteer, they want to make a contribution, they want to know more, they can call me at 367-1030, Monday through Friday.
Very good. Well, Kathy, I appreciate your time tonight. We wanted to get in the money that the employees had donated, as well as the great Super Bowl party this weekend at Eagle Eye. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope all your listeners come out and see us. It's going to be a super time.
There you go. Thanks so much, Kathy. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Cheryl. Good night.
Kathy Devine, chairperson of Case Cares and with Case Credit Union. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.